This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in New Delhi this evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received President Putin at the airport. The Russian president will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow morning. The visiting dignitary will pay his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat and hold talks with Prime Minister Modi at Hyderabad House tomorrow. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India-Russia ties continue to deepen despite global uncertainty, describing Russia as India's time-tested special and strategic partner. He said this in his opening remarks while co-chairing the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation Ministerial Meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in New Delhi a short while ago. Mr. Singh said since the signing of the India-Russia Strategic Partnership Declaration in 2000, the bilateral defence cooperation between the two nations has grown significantly. Speaking on the occasion, Russian Defence Minister Andrei Belousov said India-Russia relations have deepened with a solid, time-proven friendship which is based on mutual respect. He said both nations are bound with very deep traditions. Mr. Belousov said bilateral relations between both countries have a strategic character and the partnership with India is a key factor for balance in the South Asian region and global security. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said the India-Russia relationship, honoured as a special and privileged strategic partnership, is time-tested and resilient. Addressing the India-Russia Business Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said this relationship has stood as a testament to decades of unwavering solidarity enduring the uncertainties of a changing world.
India stands as an oasis in the desert, a reliable, trusted and forward-looking partner, friend to all, working with countries around the world to open borders, to expand trade, create the framework conditions to grow economic partnership, strengthening its institutions and also working on a developmental model which has at its core inclusive and sustainable growth.
Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today met with his Russian counterpart Mikhail Murashko in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said they discussed various health sector related issues and agreed to enhance bilateral collaboration and partnership in the health sector. The minister further said that both sides reaffirmed their commitment to advancing a shared vision of accessibility to affordable and quality healthcare. The Supreme Court today issued a slew of directions to ease the workload on booth-level officers, BLOs, engaged in the Election Commission's ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, exercise of electoral rolls in several states. Taking note of a plea alleging extreme work pressure being faced by the BLOs engaged in the time-bound SIR drive, the top court directed state governments to consider deputing additional employees for proportionately reducing their working hours. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the government accords the highest priority to the safety, security and well-being of Indian nationals abroad and remains engaged with US authorities on addressing illegal immigration and human trafficking. In reply to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, Dr. Jaishankar said India works in close coordination with the US on all matters pertaining to deportation of Indian citizens. The Parliament today passed the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving and returning it to the Lok Sabha. The legislation is aimed to amend the Central Excise Act 1944 specifically to raise excise duties and cess on tobacco products. And with that we end this news bulletin.